good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency.
Guys, how are you doing? What's going on? I'm sitting here wondering why am I asking that question, because it's not like you can answer me. Well, maybe you can mentally answer me and go, oh, yeah, I'm good, man. Thanks for asking. I don't know. Crack myself up sometimes. So, I just want to give you guys an update of what's going on in the woodworks of what I've been doing and what I've been practicing. I don't know. Those of you may know, some of you may not know, and those of you that do not know are now going to find out. So, for a while now, I've been doing something with, YouTube, and for a long time, in a way, any type of a podcasting that I've been doing audio-wise here with the show has been automatically transferred over into YouTube, and the podcast is also there in YouTube. Of the show, which is great and fine and dandy and all. On the other hand, I'm not too much thrilled with the so-called bars, of the little light bars going up and down, and you know, it being on YouTube in a way where it's just a still picture and all that stuff. So I decided to take a chance and do an endeavor of exploration endeavor of mine, and now I'm hooked, and I am trying to do an episode, which was the hurricane episode that I had just launched last week, and I'm making a footage film of it, not footage of, you know, myself. I don't know. I might add something in there with the kiddos or something, but I haven't done that yet. And it's been an experience to create, okay? And anybody that is sitting there making video content on YouTube and doing all these flashy, neat, awesome picture rolls and awesome, cool little, you know, fly in little thumb emojis and do this like and subscribe crap and all this other stuff that just come flying in to the screen while you're watching it, and they make it seem so easy and so awesome and so cool. Some of the people out there that are doing this are paying someone else to do it for them. I can tell you that right now. Some of them are really, really good at what they do, and they know what they're doing, and therefore they're making video content on how to do this. Why? Because now I'm sitting here researching on YouTube on how to make video footage with YouTube. Not YouTube. I'm sorry. Correction. With Motion, as well as Final Cut for the program used to make video footage. Because I'm using Mac. And oh my God, what a beautiful opportunity it is to be able to create an image of video footage of a story that you're working on to create this marvelous piece of whatever it is that you're trying to convey or add some type of, you know, feeling or making you feel something. This is one of my first videos. Well, I did a couple other videos with just music and stuff, but nothing really of me talking. And I have to say, I am just shocked how some of these videos come out, and they're just like phenomenal footage. Not footage itself, but the animation behind the art of whatever it is that they're trying to convey and teach or talk about or whatever. You've seen, all of us have seen those videos, like, you know, the most craziest obscene moments and time or da-da-da or crazy caught on camera, and then they do all these extra video footage stuff. Amazing the work that goes into this. I was originally planning 100% to try to get this video done to be launched this coming week on Wednesday and have it out on YouTube where every one of you guys can go over to YouTube and take a look at it, you know. And that's not technically what's happening. It kind of is taking a lot longer to process and put together and make this happen and stuff. I'm having my cat sit here one inside my room because he hears me talking. He wants to come over and be let in. Now, with this video footage that I'm putting together, it's a 28-minute footage. It's exactly the same exact episode that I just came out last week. And it is going to have 100% animation as well as video footage as well as other things. And thank God. Thank you, God. That there is some, you know, copyright-free material out there that these creators that go out in the scenery of the world and take these pictures that are just beautiful pictures and beautiful footage of different areas and different captured moments in time. Who knows what time they are, but each one of these moments in time of these video footage is like a locked key in time and space itself. It's really a beautiful thing, and it's really awesome. So, as I was saying, I was really not planning on doing this video footage stuff and making an episode completely posting it on their YouTube. What's crazy about it is when you create footage from other people's footage, you're only creating, you know, moments in time that are only like 30 seconds, right? 30 seconds to a minute max. Maybe a minute max. And I have 20... What do I have? I have 28 minutes. Or 28 minutes total of the actual episode that I had launched the previous week. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God, that's a lot of video footage. Now, you know, if you do your calculations of math, and we'll just round it off to, you know, 30 seconds to 15 seconds per episode. Well, let's just go with 15 seconds, right? So 15-second videos, divide that by, you know, what? How many 15 seconds there are? There's four quarters in a minute, right? So it would be 4 divided by 28. What the hell does that come out to? I stand corrected. And I had to do reverse math to do the right math to get the right answer. So it's actually 4 times 28, right? So 120 or 112 videos, give or take, if they were 15 seconds apiece. So when I get done with this project, there's going to be well over 128 videos compiled together to make 28 minutes total. And that takes a lot of time to find the footage and make the pieces put together. And oh my God, what a different experience behind everything I already created with the audio. Now, I can whip up the audio in no time and put it all together and slam it together and do all these weird things with it and make you really hear things. But to sit there and see it in all these different ways while you're hearing what I'm talking about, others may not even notice the difference between what you're actually hearing and what you're actually seeing. And some others would actually notice the difference between what you're seeing and what you're hearing at the same time. And that takes a freaking artwork in itself, big time. Now, in some form or way, I'm creating this video because, one, I wanted to see if I could do it, and if I can pull it off, if I can manipulate objects the way I wanted it to and appear on the screen the way I wanted it to, because I was, in a way, always fascinated behind the scenes of how movies were created and how things are done. And now, with technology in today's world, you're able to sit behind your computer and do exactly that. You're able to create an environment damn near from scratch, which is how a lot of the anime movies are made and some of the other CGI effects that are made, as well as other things. So it's really remarkable in the time frame that we're able to do things in the present moment in time that we're able to do it. And I wanted to see what I could do, what the capability is, and what I can learn from it. And oh my God, what a whole different experience building a full-on movie episode. And I've never done this before. And I'm pretty sure there's not really anybody out there that does this crazy sound effects with a storyline telling behind the, what, I don't even know what to call it, the interstellar frequency experience? I mean, as far as I know of, I'm the only one doing it. I mean, there's a couple other shows out there that do it too, but it's like, come on, you know, this is different, really, really different. And oh my God, putting it all together in a video format just so you can actually physically watch it to see what my ideas, and I guess that's what the directors do behind the movie, is they directors, you know, you're looking through the director's eyes, seeing what they're seeing. And I guess that's a director's caption of capturing that moment in time. And it's really the coolest thing ever. And when you're in that moment, you're creating something that is an experience that you're conveying. And really awesome. God, is it so awesome to do. My only hope behind this is that I could create more of this and create stuff of different types of video footage where it, like, you know, I could do different things and really advance into, like, motion and do really neat, awesome videos. And the time that it takes to do it, I have usually been working on it every single day, trying to get it done so I can have it ready for Wednesday, and that's not happening. I'm sorry, I can't release it until I have it perfected and I have it right the way I want it to be conveyed. And I guess that's why it takes so long for movies to be made sometimes when the director's making a movie. It's like, no, we're not done with that. We're going to have to fix this and do this right. And no, we get, you know, they take so many different action clips and so many different things. It's like we go and sit down in a movie theater, or we used to. I don't know if any of you still go to the movies. I don't. I haven't gone to movies forever because it's too damn expensive. Now I just watch it at home. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love watching it from home. A nice big stereo system that I can plug into and have the movie theater effect. So ain't no worries there. So we sit down and we watch a movie, right? And we spend probably 2, maybe 3 hours at most, depending on what kind of movie you're watching. And you're like, oh wow, that was a really good movie. Oh wow, that's a cool movie. Oh yeah, great. Thank you. It was a great movie. I'll never watch it again, or whatever it may be, right? And just the amount of time it takes for all those people to come together to put some bit of their expertise into whatever skill set that they have just to be able to make something that they're able to make, right, is like phenomenal. How that's what makes it really freaking good movies. And I've noticed in some of those really awesome movies that are made, right, it's just not one or two people that make it. It's like a massive production that it takes all kinds of people to come together just to make a crazy movie that is a phenomenal, like, huge blockbuster hit. So, that being said, I gotta give a lot of these guys, you know, I gotta take my hat off to them, you know, doing these different types of movies and video clips that they post out on YouTube, like, every freaking week, sometimes 3 times a week on YouTube, doing these simple little 3-minute clips. And that's insane. I mean, if you already have a a so-called template where you can just throw it in the template because it's the same exact thing, and you do your video footage or whatever you need, and then there you go. You're set to go. And it's real, real easy. Sometimes when they do these videos, and they just make it look so damn easy, so quick, and nobody really ever understands the amount of time that it takes to do it. Now, a long time ago when I ended up doing my show, when I first started my show, right, doing this podcasting, whatever you want to call this, if this is actually podcasting or not, someone begged to differ. Someone say, no, this is something else. And whatever it is what it is. Okay, I just am doing what I'm doing. And I like what I'm doing. You know, I like how things just work, especially with the emotions and the feelings and, you know, making oneself think behind what I'm talking about. I don't know. There's something about it. I enjoy it. And I don't think I'm ever going to stop doing it because I enjoy it. And because I'm enjoying it and creating something behind the computer, I'm probably going to end up diving into music and start creating music behind the computer. Like what I used to do. I used to do something called an old computer program on the PC called Acid Techno. And I ended up mixing tracks together. It was looping tracks and stuff like that. And I ended up making my own music. And I'm probably going to have to go ahead and throw that in there. But I don't know. I'm kind of almost afraid to put it in there. So that way, you know, nobody would really know that I did it. But I don't know. We'll see. I did some music back in the day. And I wish I can go back to doing it. I really miss it. And if I can learn how to do that again with the tools that I have available to me from Logic, I may actually go back to producing music again. For me to sing, though? Oh, yeah, right. Never. I mean, no. No. But making movies behind some things, I think I might go ahead and try that. And depending on what kind of content that I put out there and what kind of, you know, episode I do, I might actually revisit doing, you know, 4th of July, A Time to Remember, and Radio Shack. I would love to remake those as an actual YouTube video, coincide with the actual audio that I've already produced, and see what I can come up with. Because now I've already got the audio, now I just need to do the video. And, oh my God, learning behind this is an experience. You know, when I did this audio stuff, I was thinking, oh yeah, okay, no big deal. And, you know, throw this in here, I move this around, I put this together, and I make this sound design in a way however I see fit of what I think it will work. And I haven't really gone too in depth in sound design on some of the episodes because it hasn't really needed it too much, unless it's going to be like a serious storyline or a serious experience that was like crazy experience, right? Then I'll end up doing it. So I'm putting this episode out there for you guys to hear it, so you know why I'm not really doing one of those normal episodes. That's why I'm doing this one, so that way you can understand what's going on in the background. So I will put a link in the show notes to the YouTube channel. And here's the thing about YouTube, which sucks. Oh my God, it sucks. If any of you that are actually listening, okay, and you're actually here, please, 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 I beg of you, please do a subscribe button to the YouTube channel. Because I haven't had a real accurate so-called data of who's where and where who's and who's how. And I don't even know who's who and who's actually listening. So for a couple of people that told me about it, right? If you are listening to the show and you are subscribed to the show, please do me a favor and follow the YouTube link. Now, what I found out on the YouTube side of things, if I were to do a live video footage, right, and I'm going to do, let's just say I'm going to do an audio logic tutorial, right, or I'm going to do an audio sound design, and I'm going to work on a sound design, and I'm going to do it live on YouTube. By all means, the only way that you're going to be notified 100% by YouTube that I'm even doing a live session is that you have to have the bell selected to all. So that way, when I actually do a live session, because YouTube doesn't really care for lives, they only care for the videos. They don't really care for live feed. I don't know, they got some kind of thing about live feed or something, like they're not able to control it or something. I don't know. We don't know the real story behind why it's that way, but live feed is not something that is, you know, accessible. Nobody knows it's actually there. YouTube doesn't put it in the algorithm system unless the person themselves have the subscribe button clicked and the thumbs up button pushed. Not the thumbs up button. It'd be the bell button. The bell button set to all. Not just some notifications, all. Because if it's some notifications, you will not be notified. Sometimes you will be notified. If you're searching YouTube at that present moment in time, then all of a sudden you'll get a notification. All right, that's what it seems like. You'll get a notification, hey, you know, Interstellar Frequency is live right now. And then you'll see it right then and there in your notification bar. When you're only surfing YouTube at that present moment in time when I decide to go live, right? If not, and I go live and you don't have that notification set to all of my stuff, then you're not even going to be notified that I'm even live at all at any present time, any moment in time, anything like that. This is what I found out. This is what I've discovered. So, ideally, if you guys are able to do this, I'm going to put the link in the show notes down below, or the description, or whatever you want to call it, however you want to call it, the information. And I'm going to give you the link, obviously, to the website for sure, as well as YouTube. And, you know, the website has all the links of every single episode, every single thing that I've done, everything that I actually do on YouTube and post on YouTube is also in the website as well. It's all integrated within itself. Thank you, Podpage, man. They are awesome. Love them. I mean, yeah, it's expensive, but annually, it's worth it. It's so worth it. So the episode stuff will be in there. If you all are able to go over to YouTube, if you do have a YouTube account, and hit the subscribe button on my show, I would much be grateful. Even those of you that are on the other side of the world listening to the show. Because I know there are lots of you around this world. For some reason, you find this show very interesting and entertaining, and therefore you're listening to it. And I thank you so much, even though if you really are not understanding what I'm saying, or you are listening to what I'm saying, and you understand 100%, thank you. That is truly awesome. You know, I almost wish that I could have this mental mind capacity to be able to speak in all tongues and all languages, and so no matter where you are in the world that you can actually listen to my show, my dream and my wish would be that you understand everything I'm saying. And I think that might be possible. I'm not sure. I could be wrong, but you never know. The world we live in is a very strange place, and we're still discovering it. Now, subscribe to the show, go to the button, and hit the all notifications. So that way you guys are notified when I do live sessions and you can pop in and say, hey. Also, what I have found out, okay, when you give a thumbs up like on YouTube, they do not collect the data of who you are as a YouTuber or YouTube person watcher. Watcher? Oh my God, this is like nerve right now. Are you a player or a watcher? Are you a player or a watcher? Oh my God, if you haven't seen that movie, you need to go watch it. That's a great, great movie. Great movie. Oh my God. Nerve. Recommend it. I recommend it. I recommend it big time. Good movie. Excellent movie, because it's a lot like the world that we live in today. Are you a player or are you a watcher? It's just not as twisted as that movie is. At least I hope it never gets like that, because that was crazy. It does not notify us that are content creators like myself. It does not notify who you are. The only time that we know who you are as a creator, content creator, is if you respond or you say something within YouTube. If you leave a comment. If you leave a comment, then we find out who you are. Just what your username is and what you signed up. But that's it. Maybe we might be able to go to your profile if you have a profile. Now, obviously, when I created my YouTube channel, I created my YouTube channel back in 2012. Because I had ideas for what I was going to use YouTube for back then. So I created a content creator YouTube channel. And I had never really back then came up with the idea of what I was going to use the YouTube channel for until now. Years and years, fast forward many years later, damn near almost 20 years later. Damn near. Jesus. No, 10 years later or so. Yeah, no, more than 10, only 11 years later. I finally just figured out what I'm going to use the YouTube channel for, which is creating more content and more videos and more stuff. So, by all means, I'm only going to grow bigger, is what my plan is. I'm going to continue to keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to keep growing this show. And my only hope is that someday that those of you that hear this show and you like what I'm doing and you find some form of relation to it, and that you find some way that somebody needs to hear something, or that they, you know, it touches your heartstring, per se, right? You get excited about it and you're like, oh wow, that's, yeah, I remember those days. Okay, share it. You know, click the share button and share it to your friend that, you know, might need to hear it, or somebody else that you know of that might need to hear it. Because I'm finding out that my show is not necessarily spreading by so-called algorithms and stuff like that. Yeah, on YouTube it is. Yeah, YouTube spreads the algorithm depending on, you know, other suggested videos, and then I get plays for seconds, and then they're like, yeah, okay, they don't understand it, and then they bounce out. And that's fine. No big deal. And, you know, maybe it's not for them. And nobody has like 30 minutes out of the day to be able to listen to some guy behind a microphone ramble on about something, you know? Some of us do, some of us don't. I don't know. I can't speak for others. But I'm just letting you know that we don't know who you are until you actually speak or say something in the comments. And being able to share experiences, right, is what my goal and hope is with this show, is to be able to turn around and bring up experiences, something similar or close enough that someone else has experienced and wouldn't mind talking about it. However, whatever would be great, and that would be the coolest thing. Because you know what? Guess what? We're not alone. We're all here on this planet, and we're here together. Some of us has bizarre experiences. Some of us had not so much bizarre experiences. So I just leave that to you to decide. Well, that's what I got for you at this moment in time. Look forward to you guys subscribing. I look forward to you being able to see this video. And I will plaster this video everywhere once I get done with it, because I'm going to enjoy the video that I created, because it is truly, to me, almost like one self masterpiece of art. and I'm looking forward to this. Until next time.
This is Interstellar Frequency. End of transmission.
Studio Stargazer.